Blog Talk Radio.
Woman's Wednesday. This is how we get down each and every Wednesday. We're going to be talking about everybody call up tonight and sharing their stories. If you know, I mean really know, that God brought you through something, whether it was this year, yesterday, last year, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you need to call us up right now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you need to press the one button to be heard. And don't forget, we always got the chat room popping. So to get your chat on with us, let us know what God has done for you, because this is what we want to know. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. Again, that's lost my train of thought. www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. I definitely want to know what that's done for y'all on today. And we got callers on the line. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines with some of the callers, and then we're going to get into it because Intense Desire, my co-host, she got a very special story to share with y'all. So let's go ahead and open it up here. We got 253-753 live on the line. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Jacinta Marcel. I'm calling from Lakewood, Washington.
Hey, Queen, what's going on? Just sent it live in the building with us. Hey, Queen, what's going on? Thank you for calling in, Queen. Call at us. Let us know, because I know God has done some things on for you, and I'm so blessed to have you on the show because she has continued to encourage me with my struggle. So I'm going to just go ahead and give you the floor so you can just light it up.
Well, again, my name is Jacinta Marshall, and I'm originally from Texas, and I thank God that he brought me here. Yes, I went through some things in Texas, but now I realize if I wouldn't have never went through those things, I would not be who I am today. I would not be here in Washington trying to help and encourage others. I would never, never knew that I would be trying to reach out to other people, trying to bring them to Jesus Christ, because he's the answer and he's the true one. And without him, we have no hope. We have no life. We have no breath. He gave us these things on earth to enjoy, you know, to live by. But yet men, of course, we always just struggle. We always try to figure things out. If we just trust and believe in him and let him lead our life, we'll never and can never go wrong. So my advice to all those new Christians is stop trying to figure it out and stop fighting. And like the saying say, let go and let God. And a lot of people say, how do I do that? Read your Bible and pray. And you know confusion's of the devil. So just trust him and don't try to figure things out. And say, okay, God, is this where you want me to go? All right, God, I'm going to go. Just go. Just do what he wants you to do. Whatever it is, wherever you at, I don't care if you're in the desert 5,000 miles away from civilization, you can still worship God because God is everywhere. I can talk about this about God.
It's all good because that's what we want to talk about. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And share your story. Share your story. This tonight on Woman to Woman's Wednesday, it's about worshiping God. It's about worshiping God all the time. But a lot of people think because of the things that they've been through and the things that they're doing right now that they can't worship God. Nobody said you have to be picture perfect to praise. Praise his name. No matter what, we are struggling in this battle. So, you know, just know that you're not alone. Know that you're definitely not alone. Just since I thank you for calling in, I'm going to go ahead and leave your mic open. I got my co-host live in the building, Intense Desire. She has a wonderful, wonderful story. God has blessed her on today. So I'm going to go ahead and let her go ahead and just bless us with this story on tonight. In 202 and 216, I see you. I'm going to get to y'all right after the queen when the queen is finished.
Friday, this past Friday, actually, I got off work, you know, I was on my way home, I was driving, I had a lot planned that day, you know, work, school, I had a lot going on. I was driving across the intersection, and a car slammed dead into me, I do not remember any parts of the accident. I remember going across the intersection, and I remember opening my eyes and being, like, almost wrapped around a light pole. Everything just started to happen in fast motion. The police came, ambulance came, fire trucks came. Before I knew it, I was at the trauma center with a neck brace on, doctors standing over me, nurses standing over me, and there is absolutely no way that God did not bring me out of that accident. I did not see my car because I was rushed to the trauma center, but I saw my car yesterday, and the only thing stuck in my mind is that it could have only been God, because my car is totaled. It's nothing. There's no passenger side. There's no driver's side window. The windshield is cracked. The tire rod is gone. The whole side of my driver's side car was is totaled. No headlights, no tail lights, you know, they had to take the door off the hinges to get me out the car. So it could have only been God. Nobody but God saw fit to keep me alive, because according to the EMS, according to the police, according to the doctors, I should have died in that accident. I walked away from that accident sore from the airbag deploying. You know what I'm saying? Some lower back pain, some bruises. Other than that, I walked away unharmed. You know, not even the glass from the window. I didn't even have a cut from the driver's side window shattering in my face. So that could have only been God, because there was nothing in my car with me but God. So, you know, it's something I take with me every day. You know, I pray every day. I don't even pray for protection. I pray for mercy. So when I leave the house every day, I don't ask God to keep me safe and get me back home. I always ask God just to have mercy on me, because that's what I pray for. But just every day, like, it's a constant battle. I know it had to be God, because any other, there was nothing else. There was nothing else keeping me alive. You know, being by the light pole, and it could have went so many different ways. Well, it could have been fatal.
When I
opened my eyes and there was a medic talking to me, and he was asking me, was I okay? Don't move my neck, don't move my head. And I was like, I need you to find my phone. I need to call my mother. And I called my mother, and I was talking to her, and she was like, hold on. I'm going past a really bad accident. And I was like, where are you? And she told me where she was. I said, I'm that accident. That's me. That's me by the light pole. So, it is very devastating on a lot of levels, because I don't think that's something I would wish on my worst enemy, to go through that kind of trauma. It's traumatic, but I know that God is merciful, because I'm alive. And I have no understanding of the accident. I don't even remember the accident. To be unconscious, have no control of a car, and another car hitting you. And not only was I not hurt, nobody else was hurt. Not even the person who hit me was hurt. No other cars got caught in the accident, nothing. You know, just talking to the EMS people and the doctors, that was an accident that could have killed a lot of people, not just me. Because it's a busy intersection, and it was during rush hour, so just to see everybody involved come out unharmed, that can only be God. Nobody else has that kind of control over anything on this earth besides God. Not the traffic signals, not the airbags, not the safety features on the car, none of that. None of that means nothing, because it all failed.
Okay. And we thankful, like, we are so thankful on today that we can hear your voice, that we can have you here, and we thankful that God covered you with the blood in that accident. Yes. All the things that could have happened, all the stuff that you could have went through, I'm thankful that you got bumps and bruises rather than, you know, your life was taken or something, you know, you paralyzed for life. And going through, you know, just minding your own business and a car just smack you out of nowhere, you know, and doesn't it feel so good to be covered by the blood? Don't it feel good to know that God is merciful? We're not perfect out here. I'm not perfect. But each and every day before I leave out that door, I say, even when I wake up, you know how you wake up and you got that crusty mouth? I got that crusty smile. I got that crusty smile early in the morning with the Lord. And I wake up and say, you know what, it may be sticky and crusty, but Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Yes, I know it's big,
but just thank you, Lord. And, you know, that's why I encourage y'all to call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I definitely have a story to share with y'all about Diva Mary Kay, about Ebony B, about myself. And I know it was only through the grace of God that brought me through. And it feels so good on today that I can tell my story and not feel the pain that I felt before, because I went through some stuff. And instead of me reaching out and depending on the Lord, I forsaked him. I forsake God. I was upset and I was mad and I forsaked him. But I'm going to go into this hot joint called Testify. My comment, this is one of my favorite joints. And then when we come back, I'm going to get Genius on the line and Y-Dot, and I'm going to let them open up and share their experience. If you're on the line right now, press the 1 button, because when we come back, we open up your mics. We testifying up in here. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in live with us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's get into this hot music by Common called Testify. I actually got a lot of joints in here. I got music by Y-Dot. I got music by Genius. And I got Testify. Let's go, y'all.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he needs hustle. Seen and been through struggle a whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she been through scuffling fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Jail for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smeared makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pen.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Women's to Women's Wednesday. And on today's show, we going in deep. I mean, we going in deep tonight. We going in to the fact that it's only by the grace of God that things has happened in your life. It's only God the one that has pulled you through some stuff. And that's why I love that song by Common. Big shout out to Common Testify. I really like that song. And it got sold to us, so y'all know Diva Mary Kay is all for soul music. But I'm going to share my story with y'all on today. Back in 2003, I was living in New Jersey, and me and my son's father, my sister, and my son, at the age of 1.5, we went out to Coney Island. Everything was great. Everything was going well. I was working and in school part-time. He was working 2 jobs. We were making the best of our life, and we was actually saving up. I put the money down and was about to do the closing on the house in Bayonne. When we went out to Coney Island, and y'all just bear with me because it's been a few years, but it's still kind of painful. But we went out there. I was sitting on the sand with Makai playing, my sister was playing, and my son's father decided that he wanted to swim from the rocks that you take the pictures on, and he jumped in, and he started to drown. So what happened was when the tide was really high and there was no lifeguards on duty at that time because it was still, you know, I guess the time that we was there, but everything's happened in its own time. But when he jumped in, he was pulled under by a cyclone. The tide was really high. So when I seen that, I seen him drowning. So I remember telling this young lady, she was there with her man, told my son, my husband is drowning. So I ran out there. We both were pretty good swimmers, still good swimmers to this day. But I was swimming to him underwater. And when I came up, it was like I was right back. I was right back at the beach. Like I was right back on the sand. It was like I went nowhere. And seeing him drown and standing out there that whole time, like watching somebody that you love die is hard enough. But I guess I was really caught up on the fact that I couldn't get to him. And I didn't understand at that time when he died and when he drowned and me standing out there and they got the lifeguards and everything and they searching for him. They didn't find him that night. His body didn't wash up to the shore until 3 days later. And it's ironic because me and his father's wife, we and the kids had went back out there. We stood out there waiting for him to come or, you know, for his body to wash up. And when we left and got back to Jersey, they called us and said that his body washed up on the shore, the same spot that we were standing at. After me seeing my son's father die and, you know, everything planned is buying a house, we done went through the struggle, we done sacrificed time, I was hurt, I was confused, and I was really angry at the Lord, like, why would you do this to me? Why would you forsake me? Why? Why? And I went through almost 10 years of depression. But within those 10 years, God continued to cover me and bless me. I cannot say that we never had a roof over our head. We never had food in the refrigerator. We was never blessed. Makai has always been blessed. Me and the family has always been blessed, even to people keeping him. To watch him, the family came, good grandparents, good grandfather, good grandmother. And, you know, I thank God for forgiving me on today because I forsaked him. And I remember being real suicidal one morning. And it wasn't me wanting to hurt my children or hurt anybody. It was I was so upset because I had put my life into that man. That was my everything. But later on, I started to understand that it's God first, family second, and career third. That's how it goes. On today, God has blessed me. I moved all the way from the east to the west. I have a man in my life that loves me. My son is wonderful, healthy, learning, and so, so good to me. And he reminds me of his father every day. See, big shout out to David Sherrod. Rest in peace to him, and I love him very much. But I took his death pretty hard. But at the end of the day, God covered me with the blood. He still forgave me. He still saved me. And now I'm in college. I host my own show. My Mary Kay business is doing good, and it's only by the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me. So I thank God for having me here to be a palette for you guys so y'all can hear my story and see that every day I get a chance to be on the show and everywhere I get to go, I get to smile and laugh with y'all. So I have to testify on today that, Father God, I thank you for never giving up on me. I thank you for loving me just the way that I am, and I thank you for carrying me through. Father God, I thank you for all the things that I went through, whether the good or bad, because they made me strong to get to where I'm at right now. I thank you for placing the beautiful people in my life who always encouraged me and taught me and gave me tough love to get to where I am today. I'm just thankful. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely want to hear y'all testimonies. It's testimony time, y'all. And if you're on the line right now, press the 1 button, and I'm going to open your line up. I'm going to get to Genius, then I'm going to get to 718 and 614. I see you, too, because I want to hear all y'all testimonies. We got about an hour and some change, but let's keep it to 5 to 10 minutes, y'all. Let's go ahead and open up Genius. Genius live on the line. Genius, welcome to the show, man.
Welcome, welcome, Clay. I appreciate that. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you.
Most
definitely. I appreciate that. First off, I just want to say in the name of the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Most All Forgiving, through you all things are possible. Got to give thanks to the Most High. Peace and blessings to all those that are here. Blessings to all those who have ascended that we've lost, who are here, they're watching over us. I definitely feel that story that you were saying. I've been blessed, many times in my life. I'm not even supposed to be here. Many times I could have not been here, through the service and just through things that I've encountered in my life. I'm thankful and blessed every day that I wake up, which is why I had a heart that I have. To continue to give back, to continue to help others, because many times I could have been not here, and only, the man upstairs, controls that. So I'm always thankful, I humble and submit to him.
Most definitely. You definitely right about, it's not until our life is in danger or until something is seriously gone wrong within our camp or within our situation that we start to give thanks. We got to give thanks all the time, y'all, and we got to pray for one another. I know me and my best friend, I will call him up, he will call me up, and no matter what our situation or our conversation consists of, we will always pray over each other, and that's why our bond was so strong, because we prayed over each other, and it's very, very important, and I thank you for sharing that piece right there, Jesus. It means so much to me. I'm going to go ahead and go to the hotlines, and I see y'all with y'all hands up. It's testimony time, y'all. Y'all call me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And share your story, man. Tell us what God has done for you on today. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and you're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to open a line up for 614-209. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is For the Love Of.
Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Hey, Queen, what's going on?
Man, I've been through a lot. And when you gave me the shout out on Twitter about the show, I said I had to get on, even though my house is fully up and loaded over here. I'm like, okay, I got to get on. I've been through so much, in the last 3 years of my life, and it is truly by the grace of God that I'm here. I was in an abusive relationship where he threatened to kill me and my unborn baby.
Mm.
One day, he just lost his mind, flipped out. He said, okay, I'm going to kill you today. Beat me on the floor. I'm butt naked, crying, trying to get up. Every time I try to get up, he punched me and said, stay down. Stay down. Don't get up. You think you're so strong? Stay down. But by the grace of God, I was able to leave that relationship completely alone, never look back. He started 2.5 years in jail behind it. And basically, I've been an advocate for battered women ever since. I volunteered at the shelters and, help out with choices and so forth. Then also I had a situation with my son over the last year where he was about to do some time. He's only 15 years old. he was about to do maybe 3 years for just being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And with just constant prayer and staying faithful to God, it's by the grace of God, he served no time, got off on probation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No,
I definitely remember that situation.
That's been my testimony for a long time. By the grace of God, here goes me.
That's definitely what's up. I thank you for calling in and sharing your story. God is so powerful. All you got to do is let him do him. A lot of us can be running around here trying to be Genius Junior. Stop trying to be Jesus Junior and let God do him. Let him do his will.
Absolutely.
Queen, I thank you for calling in to the show. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, wow. My John boy is here. John, what's going on? Oh, wow. Wow, my bestie is live in the building. John, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am blessed on today, and I have to say once again, you have been a blessing in my life. John has seen me go through the ups and the downs and the up, 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 and the down, 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 and then the up, a little bit of down, the big up, a little down. And I'm thankful that you're here on the show today, and I know, wow, it's, breeze, it's just hot that you just called into the show. Let us know what God has done for you, and only by the grace of God, John.
You know, a lot of times you got problems until you look at all the problems and the fact that yours is minuscule compared to the situations that's around you. And obviously, you know me, we did a lot of history together, and it's trials and tribulations. I'm just so proud of you, you know what I'm saying? I just have to put that out there, that I'm so proud of you. I see your progress, and it's amazing. It's a miracle. And
thank
it just
you.
Motivates me to want to do more. And thanking God for me, for you, for having you in my life, you know what I'm saying? My testimony would obviously not be where it's supposed to be without you in my life. You taught me so many things about myself that I never realized that I possessed. And even when things were not easy, you still found your way to, like, just bless me. I just stuck in there. He just stuck in there. And it's just a blessing to have you doing your thing, having your own show. And testimonies, I've got so many testimonies, but I'm just going to say that I owe it all to you. And my testimony is about you and having you in my life. You're like the greatest, most single thing that I've ever, ever, ever had in my life. And I'm forever grateful for that.
No, you're going to make me cry. Thank you so much, Jay. Like, I appreciate that. And you taught me a lot as well. It always has been a pleasure, because even when I wanted to give up and I wanted to act like a baby and I wanted to throw a fit, you just gave me that tough love, like, Abby, look, you either going to do it or you ain't going to do it. You either going to be a Mexican or you going to be a Mexican. So I appreciate that you see my grind now. I appreciate that you see the things that I'm doing, because this is a payment. God has always continued to bless us, but it's a payment when you get to see your family, get to see the people who love you the most, get to see that, look, they really doing what they were supposed to be doing or what they want to do right now. And it's always been a blessing. And just for everybody that's on the line, y'all my family as well, because y'all support me. I sent out a text the other day that said, if they don't support you, then demote them. Like, point blank period, at the end of the day, if they don't support you, then demote them. Anybody that, if you give a person a position in your life, this is what I'm going to say. If you want to give anybody a position in your life, do not give them a position to bring you down, to tear you down. Give them an opportunity to make you better, because the people who love you the most is going to bring out the best in you. And that's one thing that you taught me, John. You said that all the time. Like, you know, people who you think is your friends ain't your friends. The problems and tribulations that you're going through is all for a reason. You just got to meet that goal. And that was my big thing after the day, and I still use it. Like, yo, I got to finish my goal. It may hurt. I may fail here, and I may have got off right there, but it feels good to know, and I still hear your voice. I know I can call you up at any time, like, look, yo, this is what it is. I know all you're going to do is refer me at the end of the day. It's like, look, just put your faith in the Lord and put God first. That's so good. And even looking at, you know, with my sister, and I see your hands up hotline. I'm about to get to y'all. I'm going to say this real fast. But even with Kima, you know, my sister, we was kind of shaky on, you know, what was going to be next for her. We didn't know what was going to happen. She was having her baby young. My sister was her last year in high school. She got pregnant. You know, we were shaking on what was going to be happening with her, if she was going to finish school. But she beat the odds. She was 17 years old. She had Saya at what? She had Saya at 17. After she had her baby, she went off to the Army. She did her thing. She came back. She came back engaged. What's messing with that? We was all like, what? She came back engaged, and she went off, and now she's over here in Washington. I came to visit her and moved out here, but she's doing her numbers. Married, taking care of the kid. You know, they got their house, and they doing well. And this, my thing is, right when, don't give up today, y'all, because you never know what tomorrow is holding for you. See, it's something that's waiting on you tomorrow, and I encourage y'all every day when you get up. When you get up, after you smile your crusty smile with the Lord and say, you know what, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. With your crusty smile, don't forget about the crusty. I want you to say when you're in the mirror before you leave out the door, all you got to do is say this, God has a blessing for me today, and I can't wait to get it.
Amen.
Just that simple line, God has a blessing for me on today, and I can't wait to get it. And a lot of people say, oh, you're psyching yourself out when you do that. You're psyching yourself out. The reason why you want to do that is, for one, if he got a blessing for you today, you don't know what the blessing is and when it's going to come, right? So why not be thankful that you got a blessing coming? You don't know what this blessing is. You just know he got a blessing for you today. And on today, as you go through your day, you're going to start to see the things that you're blessed with, like your life, your sanity, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, the fact that we don't live in third world countries. It's... Wow. Let's take the time out, people, to start watching CNN for a little while, rather than watching Army Wives and Atlanta Basketball Wives and what's the other show? Just stuff that really doesn't have substance at the end of the day. Let's take the time to put something in our body and think. Let's think as Americans. What if we had to live in a third world country? What if things was turned around on America? Y'all know we'll be having a fit right now. And even to my soldiers, all my soldiers out there, man, you know, that go over there and risk their life, and even with the police. I know some of y'all may not agree with me about the cops or whatever the case may be, but let's think about it. Would you get up every day working a job, risking your life like I may die today? That's the question I want to ask y'all on today. Those soldiers get up and they go over and they fight a war that really had nothing to do with them in the first place for us. For us. Think about the mothers that sitting at home was waiting on their husband to come home and he never came back. I know me being out here in Washington, I was able to experience firsthand a young woman. She was pregnant and her husband went overseas to Afghanistan. And she had just had the baby. 2 days later, he died. He was killed. He was killed out in the field. I see y'all hands up. John, I thank you for calling in. It's always been a blessing. And just big shout out to you for always calling in and supporting me. Let's go ahead and get, we got another one right here. Thank you, Lord, for me being multitasked. 718-669, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Miss K, it's Damo. What's good with you?
Damo, what's going on? Welcome to the show, brother.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Damo, holla at us. Let us know what God has brought you through, let alone what he has done for you.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start, really. Like, you know, I may not seem like the most spiritual person, but I basically have a relationship with God. Even though I don't go to church, I pray every day. I always make sure I thank God for bringing me through a lot of stuff. But one particular incident was a bad incident that I had put myself in. I was coming back from a show in West Virginia, and I was driving through Maryland. My brother was driving the car, actually, and I woke up in a horror scene. And, I mean, when I mean horror, I mean I was in an 04 Suburban. It was in 04, and I was bouncing up and down, boom, 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 boom. So I was hitting the ceiling, coming down. It knocked my front tooth out. It cut through my bottom gums. Like, we almost went on to head on traffic. And I'm just like, oh, man, I couldn't believe we made it out of this. Like, I had to tow the truck all the way back up to New York. I paid, like, $1,800, but I was like, thank God I got my life anyway. But the police came, and, you know, we was going to a show. So, you know, there's a lot of fools out there, idiots out there, so we had guns on us. And the guns were in the car. The police searched us for about 3 hours straight. And we're all five on probation or parole, and we're sitting on the side of the road. They make us take our shoes off. It's Hagerstown, Maryland. And so, you know, they was racist as hell. So they made us take our shoes off. I mean, I'm bleeding crazily. And they made us take our shoes off on the side of the road. They searched the car for like 3 hours. They brought the dogs out, and they still didn't find the guns, you know. You know, like, I'm laughing a little bit, but I believe, like, you know, God brought me through that, even though, you know, it was wrong, but, you know, God still loves us certain niggas, too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was my own thing, but besides that, it's countless situations that he's brought me through, and I really thank him for it, you know. That was just, like, one of the most serious ones, you know.
Well, I'm so grateful that God brought you through that situation, because if you didn't make it, I wouldn't have been blessed to have met you.
Not at all. That's real.
God is always so good, even with, you know, the queen is in the building. Tense Desire, my co-host, she live in the building. Desire, you
what's
can
up,
say what's up, Damo.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Desire? What's good with you?
Day by day.
Hey.
The queen was in an accident as well. She was just in an accident last Friday, and she was
driving regular.
And, you know, a guy came out of nowhere and hit her, her car. Like, she was wrapped around a pole. And by the grace of God, she only came out of that with a little bumps and bruises, and we got her here today.
Wow.
My God is
that's
so
a blessing.
Good.
Definitely a blessing.
It's so crazy. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, it's crazy because I don't think anybody, you know, just living every day, working every day, going to school, grinding. I don't think when you leave out your house in the morning, you expect your life to be on the line. I think a lot of people take for granted that you don't have to be in the streets doing wrong to come face to face with death. You know, none of us are exempt from it. You know, and it took my mother to be honest with me, because we can't always take criticism from other people like we could take it from a loved one. But every day I'm running, you know, I'm going, you know, I'm working, you know, truthfully, I'm working three jobs and I'm going to school and, you know, and even though I'm making it to church every Sunday, that, you know, going to church is not always enough. Like, God will humble you. And my mother, she told me, and she was like, maybe God humbled you. Maybe you need to learn when to sit down and be still.
you know, and it really it brought a lot of attention to what goes on, because everybody say, oh, you're so busy, and you know, we get in the habit like, well, you can sleep when you're dead. You know, that's something that I don't see me ever taking lightly again, because I was wide awake, but I was almost dead.
Right.
You know, I was driving a car, and, you know, I came face to face with death. Like, so it's, sometimes we got to slow down. Sometimes you got to slow down and be still.
Absolutely.
Still. Right. Don't put so much on yourself. Don't try to take on the world. So it's humbling. God has a way of humbling you but loving you at the same time. Because he loved me enough to save me, but he loved me enough to let me know that, you know, take a break. And it's funny because since this accident, this is the most rest I've had in years. I've been off for a full week. I haven't been off for a week in years.
Wow.
That's something. And I like what you said, Queen, when you was like, God has a way of humbling you and loving you at the same time. Like, you give your kid a whooping, and you be like, look, this going to hurt me more than this going to hurt you. This going to hurt me more than this going to hurt you. And you know, it's something. It's definitely something. And after me watching my son, father, drown in front of me and dealing with all that anger and that pain and going through that and forsaking God and saying, you ain't never want me to be happy. How could you say you got and you took it from me? Oh, he sent me through something after that. I ate my words after that. But I knew, you know, I knew even when, you know, I was out there on the block doing my thing, getting money or whatever the case may be, and, you know, making a drop, and this Navigator got behind me. And then an Explorer came, and they was trying to get me. And I'm dashing. I'm dipping through Brick City. It's crazy. I'm dipping through Brick City, and they shooting at me. I'm in their traffic. They shooting at me. And they had to be chasing me for about 20 minutes. I had rolled past like 3 or 4 police stations. What police was that? What? And God saved me. I had just had my son. He was only 2.5 years old. It was the year after my son, father, died. I got real cold. I got real cold, but he saved me from that situation to show me, like, look, I called you to do stuff better than this. I got a bigger plan for you.
Right.
You need to slow down. And the more money that came in, the more colder my heart got. So, you know, I like what you said about, you know, God got a way of humbling you. And if, you know, after we got the car, it was about 35, 37 bullets in that car.
Wow.
Getting shot at 37 bullet holes in the traffic, and ain't none of them hit me. Yeah, I'm definitely very humble right now. I can laugh about it, but all 37 of them bullets could have been in me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's real. Ooh. And that's real. You know, and a lot of people see me, oh, Miss Diva Mary Kay, and she's so nice and so peak, and this is my new life. I'm enjoying it.
But you
know, the reality, we're very, 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 very fortunate, you guys, and the reality it is, to be blessed is to suffer. To suffer is to be blessed, and to be blessed is to find the understanding in suffering. You got to understand why you suffering. You got to accept your suffering. I accept my suffering, even on today. If something don't go right, I accept it because I know it's teaching me something. That's why I'm blessed. I was able to network with Genius. I was able to network with Intense Desire, Feast Guru 100, Domination, Feed the Wolves, Bagel Smurf. Look at my life now, and I'm in college. I never thought I was going to be in college. Look.
Really?
Only by the grace, y'all. Go ahead, Dama.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's a powerful story, too. Like, I heard your story earlier about the baby father drowning, and now this story is, like, real powerful. Like, I had a similar situation, except I had my daughter with me, and they were shooting at me, and not one bullet touched me, and I really, like, thank God no bullet touched my daughter, really, because that would have really, like, put me in such a different mind frame. You know, I would have lost my mind. God would have had to forgive me after that, because it would have been no holds barred after that. But, you know, I thank God for bringing me through that also. That was another strong situation that I went through, you know?
Yeah, we definitely got to be thankful on today, y'all. We got more stories. We got the hotline lighting up. You know, we got Domination Live in the building. We got Genius Live in the building. And we got Intense Desire Live in the building. If God has done something for you, which I know he has, and brought you through some stuff, call us up and share your story. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I'm about to get into this drink right here by Maxwell called Fortunate.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in line of Woman to Woman Wednesday. We getting it in, y'all. It's only by the grace of God that you got through some of the things that you got through today. I got my co-host live in the building with me, Intense Desire. We definitely getting it in. Big shout-out to Damo. We got Genius live in the building with us, too. But we definitely want to hear y'all stories. We definitely want to hear y'all testify about what the Lord has done for you on today. And another thing, a lot of people think, oh, because I'm out here drugging and bugging, slanking and banging, tricking and dipping, that who am I to thank God and praise God? That's when you need to the most. Did y'all know that God wants you when you at your worst? And the reason why he wants you when you at your worst is so he can get the victory in you when you get to your best. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button so we can open up your mic live on the line, man. It just has been a joy, you know, for me to be here to have a palate to talk about the Lord. Despite all the things that we talk about, even though we talk about the hot mess news. I'm sorry, the hot mess news is good to me. I don't know, Queen, Genius, what y'all think about the hot mess news?
I think sometimes, you know we got to have an escape, you know, and sometimes some of the ignorant things you can laugh at, you know, and make it a win. You can find positivity in something negative.
Yeah, you can.
I think the hot mess news, it's even though it's a hot mess, but it shines a light on the ills of the world. And it's not just like in the black community, because we've heard some ridiculous stories and it's been other races, but it tells us what kind of trouble we're in, and it lets you know furthermore that you need to be saved, because there's so much going on. It's so much death and destruction and greed, and that the best place for you is in the arms of the Savior. You know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily, I get a good giggle from some of the hot mess news, and some of it is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is very sad. So it just lets you know that it's good to be in a frame of mind where you can be saved and you can know that God has you, because that kind of stuff keeps you from becoming the hot mess news. So,
right?
You know, I don't mind it.
You most definitely about that. You do not want to end up on hot mess news on the Diva Mary Kay show. Because I swear I'll put you on hot mess news. But I do, listen, I love you. That's why I do it. But I hope nobody in my network, in my unit, on my team, end up on hot mess news. We had some voluntary hot mess news on the last show, but it's all G, man. Let's open up the Juan, we got Y.B. live in the building with us, man.
Salute.
Y.B., what's going on, man? What up, man?
Queens at the show. I'm sorry, y'all. I wanted to be the whole show. I just met with my team and shit. Shout out. It's my man. That's my man, Genius.
Yeah, what up, little bro?
What's good, big bro? What's good, Chance?
Man, salute. Coming out your way next month. I ain't going to, you know, take out the time on the air, but salute all the kings and queens.
I most definitely ain't going nowhere. We'll be here waiting for you. Yo, I did catch the beginning of the show, and I hate to even take it back because I know y'all don't progress so much, but I do want to say God is really, really so amazing, because He blessed my baby, Intense Desire. Oh, yes, he really did. And I really have to just say thank him for everything that he really did for me. Not even for me, for everybody else, especially what he's doing for you. And you know, it's Genius and what he's doing for Intense Desire. But I actually had to hear the news of her accident, like, from one of my very, very close friends. And unfortunately, your little brother had to go do a little stupid week in jail. So it's very, very, very unfortunate to get out of jail and hear some bullshit like that. And then the way she was telling me about her accident, actually, Candace is just so crazy because she was lightweight nonchalant about it. But the way she's telling me, I'm looking like, damn, for real? Like, Like, it's almost like your car flew a whole goddamn mile, like, across the street, and you were alive. Like, it's really, really, really crazy. And when I went to go visit her, just to see how, you know, like, how historic her mom was really just like, wow, God really blessed her, and she really here. So I really got to shout her out. Because, and like I told her, like, it wasn't time for her to go because we ain't got married yet. Like, God knows she my wife. So, you know.
Here you go.
She can't go nowhere. It's impossible. It's the rest.
Here you,
you
go.
So, yeah, I'm most definitely just, out of all my blessings, you know, and I'm really just blessed that you are alive and you are here today to talk that mad shit that you be talking. And she cooked a mad dinner tonight. Crazy. She cooked a roast, though. Shout out to that roast. Bless the roast, Lord. So we bless that food.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes Wada, yo. I just let him go. I have learned to just let Wada go. When he come on the show, I just shut up, and I have learned to just let him go in. Word up. And I love it. I miss you too, baby.
I missed you too, baby. I mean, well, I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed your honey bunny, has blessed your queen. But what has God done for you, Y-Dot? What has he done for you? How has he turned things around for you in your life? You know, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear you go in and, you know, not to just try to say what I want to hear, but I definitely want to hear you testify on today with the Lord, like, yeah, like, just get it in. God has been good to me. He's always been great to me. So we always got to testify and let it be known what God is doing for us all today.
She walked in the court.
I don't even know where to start at with myself. Like, I just, I know I came from just, man, I say it all the time. Like, God, you really, really just bless this old bag of rugs, you know what I'm saying, because not even worthy of some of the things that he actually gave me, especially success, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely not, you know what I'm saying, all the times worthy of the success that he gave me, especially with me being hard-headed. Like, I'm so hard-headed and so stubborn, and, you know what I'm saying, he teach me lessons every single day, but I'm just so blessed to be in a position to be able to be around good individuals and spread myself. Because I'm not, you know, it's just not about music with me. It's always about just living, like living abundantly. So I'm just put in a position to be able to share stories and share testimonies. When I met you, that was such a testimony on how we met. And, you know, and it's just, God's been good. For me, he's just been good. I just can't narrow out one single thing that he actually did because it seemed like he do something for me every day because I'm always doing something retarded. So I'm blessed to be in school, especially, like, you know, continuing, you know, like, law school. That's very challenging. And while doing that, I'm blessed to have three daughters. I'm blessed to have, like, a good foundation of friends, because friends is so really, really hard to come by. So in my life, like, I just, you know, out of all I did and all my mistakes, he just constantly blessed me with security and abundant living. But that's because I'm obedient, though. I really am obedient. As much as of an a-hole I be sometimes, like, I read my Bible every day. I pray every day. I try to make it to church on Sundays every day. Our relationship is so unique. So I really do appreciate what he gives me. My testimonies from me losing my mom to my brother's birthday is actually March 14th. Me losing him, watching him get shot in the head and instantly die while I was sitting next to him. 2 years. That was just 2 years ago. So, like, me to be able to bounce back from something, and I love him to death. For me to be able to bounce back for something like that, I never thought I would recover. After. I mean, I literally, like, see the vision every single day when I wake up of how I went down. But for me to be able to bounce back and not even have a vengeful heart for the individual that did it, but to pray for that individual, to really pray for him, and pray. You know what? And it sounds crazy, but to pray that he do make it to heaven. Because I know my brother in heaven, but to pray that he do make it to heaven. You know what I'm saying? That's a testimony within itself, because that's probably the most dramatic thing I've ever been through in life.
And definitely after, and we all have been through some traumatic situations, but it's the recovery piece afterwards. And after something dramatic has happened to you in your life, you have to take it one day at a time and remember to constantly keep praying. And remember, no weapons formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work. You have to encourage yourself, and people around you should know to encourage you as well. And we have to take it upon ourselves not to start to isolate. Isolation is very dangerous. I know. I was depressed for 10 years and didn't even know it, y'all. How can I be depressed for 10 years and don't know it? It wasn't until I decided to seek some individual counseling of what was going on with me, because I was starting to notice that it was 1 year that I didn't get a Merry Christmas text or a Happy New Year's text, and that's because I had been isolated. People had just basically gave up on me, and my holidays consist of dropping the kids off or whatever. I'll be right back, go back to the house, smoke me 2 L's, get me some Castle Cream NJ, and I'm good. Here go the cab money, send them home. That's how it was for me, because I didn't want to be around family because it reminded me too much of the pain of losing a family member. But remember, at the end of the day, God has a purpose for you. I had to realize that you're still here on earth. So you still got work to do. It ain't over. Like, okay, that you, a lot of people, you know, how we say we in the get over it times, we on the get over it generation. It ain't necessarily that. You have to learn how to adapt and deal with it. Life is going to happen whether you like it or not. And it's crazy, but if you got a chance, and that's why I take what I do so seriously. That's why I reach out to my kings and my queens. That's why I call y'all kings and queens, because y'all are. And y'all have to remember that. And it's crazy how that word, me addressing a woman as queen or me addressing a man as king, it changed their whole demeanor when they talking to me. I've come to notice that. I said, wow. Like, you really, I don't know. You know, never say never. Never say never what you won't do or what you can't do, man. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm about to get into this hot mess news. I got two pieces of hot mess news for y'all. And courtesy of HipHopJunkies.com, if you want to get the story about the read, you need to go to www.HipHopJunkies.com. It says, Waka Flocka Flame strips down for PETA. Waka Flocka is on the cover naked with his jewels covering his parts. And it says, ink, not mink. It says, Waka Flocka Flames. Let me open this story up because he is really naked with just his jewels, his chain, and his pendant covering up himself. Ooh, Waka Flocka. Funny as hell. They got a video for it, too. All right. This is Waka Flocka Flames off his birthday suit in an ad for PETA Ink, Not Meat campaign. It says Ink, Not Meat campaign, shot by celebrity photographer Robert Segre. The naked rapper is pictured flexing his biceps and flaunting his statistical place diamond chains with the tagline, be comfortable in your own skin, let animals keep theirs. Ain't this something? The No Hands MC joins Pink Kids sisters, Chuck D, Travis McCoy, Mario, and others who have lent their support to animal rights organization. Waka Flocka explains why he decided to bear all for the camera. I loved animals as a kid. I had dogs, fish, iguanas, lizards, he said. So when I heard about PETA, I Googled it and was like, PETA. I learned about it though I got a dog, so I wouldn't want to skin my little puppy. Check out Waka Flocka's set. Oh, wow, Waka Flocka is naked, y'all, for PETA. That's hot mess news. Waka Flocka got naked for PETA.
Wow.
Wow, Waka Flocka, you got naked for Peter.
You know what? It's funny. I read that story, and I saw the picture, and, you know, I love, you know, I'm not going to say I love all animals. You know, I like dogs. I'm not a cat person. You could keep your chirping ass bird or whatever. I had a goldfish as a kid and all of that. You know, it's nothing. I understand that people become attached to their animals, but I think what really, really pisses me off about celebrities who endorse PETA, especially black celebrities, where is this same passion for things that affect our community?
We don't, with
the exception of Michael Vick, you know, and even that's tired to me. We don't need to hear about you wearing jewels so that you don't wear animals. Like, we got 50% of the schools in Detroit being closed in Detroit public schools. That's a problem. Where's the PSA for that? You got all the, you got classrooms about to go. There was probably already 30 kids to a room, to 40, 50, 60 kids to a class, and you talking about PETA? I really don't care about a fur coat. I care about things that's going to affect us in the long run, whether you wear a fur coat or not. But if a kid is discouraged in elementary school, it's highly unlikely that he's going to even graduate high school, let alone go to college, let alone become a politician, a doctor, a music mogul, start a record company, a promotion team. Like, this kind of stuff takes education. Like, y'all don't pull this stuff off y'all behind. I don't care about PETA. I don't care. And I think he should find something better to do with his time, seriously. And he looked terrible. His body ain't even nice enough for all of that. But, okay, I'm done.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Genius.
Wow. I gotta agree with the queen. You know what I'm saying? And it's real sad about that situation in Detroit, that they shutting down half of the schools there, which means it's gonna be very, very hard for those kids to learn. I mean, you got to think on average one teacher to 20, 30 students already, you know, those kids aren't learning properly because everybody's learning curve is different. So that takes a very creative, you know, instructor or teacher to be able to reach them. And we know that that's not happening. And you're going to add more to that? That's crazy. And I definitely agree as far as, you know, the entertainers need to definitely start focusing more on the things that are in the urban environment. You know, so I definitely agree with that. And you don't even have to be rich to start doing that. I mean, I myself do a lot of charity work, you know, and it killed me that sometimes people think they got to be rich to start doing stuff. Nah, you can start doing it at any point, you know what I'm saying, to start a nonprofit, donate to the local churches, community centers, whatever, whether it's your time or money. You know, we definitely need to focus on those things, and it's sad that we have a lot of, you know, black entertainers that, you know, do reach certain echelons in life, and, you know, they don't do those things. You know, like, for one, I mean, I look at Oprah, you know, not to knock her, I support anybody trying to get money, but it's one thing to do something for tax purposes, and it's a whole other thing to actually do something that you're giving from the heart, because with the abilities that she has, she could do a whole lot more. I look at, you know, the Gates. I look at Bill Gates and his wife. They're doing far more than our own people are doing. You know, we dig up LeBron James and the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, is he really helping the schools? Is he really doing things to change the environment that he came from? I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? And these are the things that really kill me. Even, you know, Michael Jordan. You know, I'm not going to pay almost $300 for your shoes when I don't see you doing nothing to help the people. You know, especially when it's costing you $2 to make them. It's crazy. So we definitely need to educate, you know, ourselves, and we definitely need to put, you know, those responsibilities on those people. And we can do that in many ways. You know, if they're not doing the things that we feel is right, we don't have to support them. We don't have to buy their music. I can guarantee you when the record sales drop, you know, or they're losing that support and fan base, then they'll wake up and say, hey, you forgot where you came from? You know?
Yeah.
We need to give back and help our people with. I mean, for Waka Flocka to, you know, to do that, I'm like, that's crazy to me. I'm tired of our people, you know, having to sell their soul to do something. You know, we shouldn't have to strip naked and demoralize or demean ourselves to do anything, whether it's for a right cause or not. You know, he could have did something respectable. He could have put on a suit, you know, instead of,
anything.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, doing that, that's just crazy. But then you got to look at the mindset of the individual and, you know, where they're coming from. I tell people all the time that the ghetto is not a place. It's a mentality, a backwards way of thinking. And we have to educate ourselves so that we can expand beyond that, you know, because we have so much talent, so much abilities. I mean, we built this nation. You know, I mean, we built the pyramids, but, you know, the people will believe, you know, lead you to not believe that with the way that we act and carry on. So we got to educate ourselves. You know, we definitely
You definitely right. At the end of the day, you have to educate yourself. And I think that's what a lot of people fail to realize, like, you have to educate yourself. How can, and I put this on Twitter, I said, if you're not participating in your success, how the hell am I going to make you famous? I can't make you famous if you by participating in your own success, if you're not putting yourself out there. But at the end of the day, I love it what y'all say about the children in Detroit. That's my hometown, and they are going through some stuff, some hardcore stuff. And even for the artists out there, a big shout-out to Step and Dice. They're going to be on Frontline Fridays with me, Step and Dice. They are young artists out of Detroit, and they working hard, you know, to get – excuse me, their self out there, you know, their music out there, and they off that club music. I've been off club music for a while, but at the end of the day, you know, it's what is a child's place? And I definitely want to give a big shout out to Crosswords because we got a piece for him, a poetry piece for him that y'all definitely need to hear. Let's go ahead and get into it right now.
My mama always said that a child should stay in a child's place. But in today's world, I pose this question. What is a child's place? Is it in the home where mommy is 15 years older than baby and daddy is MIA? And grandma, 15 years older than mommy, is filling the shoes for grandpa who became a soldier in the streets, not fighting for a cause, but fighting just because he knows no other way to survive. And by the age of 5, baby begins crip walking and reciting lines of ill-gotten gains in a culture that began a lost journey when Fred and Barney started breakdancing for Fruity Pebbles. It's a child's place in the music, used to escape the violence of their own environment, but it's the violence of their own environment that feeds the music. Money holes and clothes replacing beats and rhymes as a form of self-expression, making today's lesson the old adage commonly used among rebels, live fast and die young. Long gone are the days of ciphers and beatboxing at the lunch table, battling for the rep of the best MC, because now they battle for the rep of the OG, carrying nines and selling dimes, and at the end of the day, all they have to show for it is sneaker money. So is a child's place in the street, where hot peas and butter was the norm, and if you got caught in a game of hide and seek, the worst that you could be was it. Now hide and seek is a survival skill, and the man who did has his Glock cocked, and if you caught it, could be 2 to the back of the head, and a 4-year-old caught in the crossfire. So a child's place must be in the schools, where the parents blame the teachers, who blame the principals, who blame the school board, who blame the politicians, who blame loss of funding, and everybody's losing sight of the fact that Johnny still can't read, and neither can his sister. Auditorium seats filled with mommies and daddies watching fifth grade remakes of Porgy and Bess find themselves empty during PTA meetings. So a child's place is in the journey. The journey to adulthood that starts as an infant and before innocence is lost. The journey where the first step is a monumental achievement down Sesame Street and across Reading Rainbow. Where a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a cold glass of milk is the best thing that you've ever tasted. Where falling down only means getting back up. If you cross your fingers, you can't catch the cootie. Where selling lunch tickets is a hustle. Now ladies come 9 in a pack. There's joy in that journey. Youth is not wasted on the young. That's why we call it youth. And if you wasted yours, know that you can't go back again. So now it's time to teach somebody and reach somebody, and maybe you can save a life the same way that somebody saved yours. But don't get it twisted. It's the difference between a star and a hero. Me, I'm neither. I am a poet, because stars shine in the sky, and a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. So next time you cross a child's path, share your strength, share your hope, share your experience, and maybe that child can find their place.
Ow. Big shout out to Crossroads for a Child's Place, man. I definitely love that piece right there. Snap your fingers to that. Snap your fingers to that. A Child's Place, man. Yeah, that was work, man. That was definitely work.
Yeah.
And I like how he said, like, with the Child's Place in the schools, where the parents bring the teachers, and the teachers bring the principals, and the principals blame the student board, and ain't nobody paying attention that little Johnny can't read, man. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. But it's true. It's so true. That's the reality of it. It's true. Like, we live in a society where, like, our kids not proud to be black. And I think that's the saddest part. We don't give them, like, confidence. We don't give them hope. We don't, like, they don't feel encouraged. Like, being in school right now, one of my professors is leaving. He got a job to be a dean at another university in Florida. It's hurtful to us. Like, the students are hurt because he gave us confidence in what we were studying. Like, and our kids are not confident. They're not confident in their heritage, in their race. They're not confident in education. Their parents is too busy doing everything they can to stay afloat or live their own life. And, like, our kids, like, fending for themselves, basically. Like, they learning as they go. And so, That piece is honest. And, like, we see this every day, and I just told somebody this. Like, black women are not proud to be black. That's why you see these chicks and, oh, I'm half black and I'm half Chinese and I'm half Hispanic. And I'm looking and I'm like, where? You're just a black woman. It's okay to be a black woman. There's nothing wrong with being a black woman, a proud black woman. You don't got to be 1/1000th Dalmatian to get that man's attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you beautiful and you strong, he going to want you regardless. It's okay to be proud of who you are. Like, I'm proud to be me.
You definitely right about that, Queen. I like how you said with a lot of, and it's crazy because I run across a couple of females be like, yeah, I'm black in this, I'm black in that, I'm black in this. I'm pretty sure I got some Cherokee in my family, but I ain't running around talking about, oh, look, I'm Cherokee and black. Like, it's crazy how, it's crazy how, and I'm glad that you said that because I'm about to pull up this this piece. Sarah Bartman, and a lot of times, a lot of people don't know who Sarah Bartman is today, but y'all going to learn who she is on Diva Spot ENT Radio tonight. But a lot of us are not proud of being a black woman because of now black, Latino, and Spanish women are known as the whores of America, and it's sad. And the thing about it is, the reason why we know are the hoes of America, because look at Twitter. I just pulled up Twitter. And if you pull up Hip Hop Junkies, I got a queen bent over, booty all oiled up with some pink shoes on, nothing else. Like, we know that are hoes of America because we all bent over and acting like hoes of America. When you think of black woman and Spanish woman and Latino now, you think of Video Vixen. You think of Hoochie Mama. You think of Baby Mama. Come on. You got to be fucking kidding me. But I'm glad that I found this piece that I'm pulling up, and y'all just bear with me. I definitely don't like to have dead air on the show, but I have to get it in place so I can pull up the Skype and Skype for y'all so y'all can hear it full blown and blast, because this young lady, and it's actually on YouTube, I'm trying to pull it up right now. It got over a million views, and I understand why, because it's very what it's saying. Hold on one second. What it's saying, she makes a lot of sense, and we definitely got to hear this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into some music right now. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to get into some Kira Sherrod. She got this song called You Don't Know. This is a hot, jumping gospel joint right here. Let's get it, man.
Girl Diva Mary K, you're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesday. That was Kira Sherrod right there. What y'all think about that joint right there?
I love that track.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's definitely a hot track. It just gets you jumping. You don't know. That's something that you can walk out your house with your iPod on, or you know how you, well, you can't leave your car running how you used to. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you said that. I need to turn mine off right now.
Turn your car off. Gas is about to go up.
It's almost $5 here.
Almost $5.
I forgot my car was off.
Okay. I'm going to do a sound check on this, because I want to make sure y'all can hear y'all, because this is a hot piece. Sarah Bartman, man. Every black woman should know her name, like, honestly. So let me do a sound check. Hold on.
Her name was Sarah Bartman, daughter of South Africa. She went to the Europe.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and do it like this. Check this out, y'all.
Her name was Sarah Bartman, daughter of South Africa. She went to Europe willingly, thinking she would find riches and fame. They fooled her. In Europe, she found humiliation, forced to be a spectacle because many of them had never seen a naked black woman's body. They nicknamed her Hottentot Venus. They were fascinated by her large, full breasts, big hips, buttocks, and big lips. They stared, touched, and laughed. She couldn't really be human because she didn't look like a white woman. Her skin was the deepest shade of the darkest chocolate. Her hair was a thick black cloud on her head. Doctors and medical students scribbled madly in their medical journals descriptions of her body. She was later sold to a circus where she danced naked for the entertainment of white people. In their mind, her large breasts, buttocks, and her elongated labia made her inferior and oversexed. This justified their inhumane treatment of the black man and the black woman. No longer wanted in the circus, she became a prostitute and later died from loneliness, shame, and disease. She had been in Europe for only 5 years and was only 25 when she died. But her story doesn't end there. Even in death, she wasn't allowed dignity. Europeans were fascinated and obsessed with Sarah Bartman. When she died, they cut out her vagina, her brain, her skeleton, preserved them in jars, and placed them all on display, along with a plaster of her actual body. For 160 years, people could walk into a museum, look at Sarah Bartman's vagina, her brain, her skeleton, and see what she looked like naked. In 1974, they took down the display, but they still kept her remains. It wasn't until 2002 that her remains were returned to her homeland and given a long overdue proper burial. Some would say Hottentot Venus, a.k.a. Sarah Bartman, was one of the first video vixens. Before television, before radio, Sarah Bartman became the blueprint for degrading and humiliating the black woman on a worldwide level. Sarah, this one is for you. I will not forget you. I will not allow others to forget you. I will make sure our people remember you and know your name. Black America, I find you guilty of murder. You're slowly killing the black woman with your blatant disrespect for black womanhood. We have pimped our daughters and mothers for platinum record sales, new cars with big rims and mansions, while Eve's daughters drop it like it's hot for crumpled dollar bills and the chance to be nominated the year's best video vixen. We spit on Sarah Barton's memory, and Harriet is turning over in her grave while Sojourner stands at the throne of the Almighty praying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Do you? Do you understand what you have done, what you are doing? How many black women came before you and played the maid and prostitute so you wouldn't have to? How many of us have turned down roles because we valued how the world viewed black women? But not today's daughters. For a few dollars, they feed into America's jungle bunny fantasy, shaking their fangs half-naked with a smile upon their faces. But their eyes say, save me from myself, and where is black America? We are on the sidelines cheering because baby girl is no longer a resident of the ghetto. She's riding in Bentleys or Benzes draped in furs and diamonds, and the record label just bought her a fat house. But have we forgotten? Massa always kept his main hoe close to the big house or a house to call her own as long as she opened the door when he came knocking. And he will be coming back.
Yes, he will.
It's so sad. Back then, we were forced to degrade ourselves to the level of being some man's whore. Today, we willingly degrade ourselves. The black woman has become America's number one whore. We fought that label for so many years, but here our daughters came along and solidified the deal. But many of us sold our daughters to them. We sold them for houses with jacuzzi-sized bathtubs and the chance to say, "That's my baby on TV." Have we no shame, no guilt? We can't blame the white man for this one. In concert stadiums all over the world, our black men proclaim to the world that his women are bitches and hoes. It's so common, some of us think that this is our name, an answer to it. We have forgotten our grandmother's pain, her struggle to carry the burden so we wouldn't have to. Do you hear the ancestors crying out, is this what we died for? I say no. Wake up, black woman. Wake up, black America. Take back your dignity. The power is in your hands.
Live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, man. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Queen, I'm going to go with you. Go to you. Then I'm going to go to Jeans to get it from Y-Dot. Queen, give me your comments on that store right there. And that was right on YouTube. You can put in Sarah Bartman and Quiet Storm 9421. It's got a million hits, and I understand why. But Queen, I definitely want your opinion on that situation there.
We've listened to this before, and it still holds the same weight with me. Black women don't understand how beautiful we are. You know, we beautiful fully clothed.
Yeah.
You know, we beautiful in a business suit. We beautiful in a uniform. We don't have to, and I'm not taking anything away from the video women, you know, because some of them are legit. It's just a job, you know, and they do it with integrity. But what I'm saying is it's not our only option in life. Like, it's not all that's available for us. It's not the top of the rope, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to know that it's other women who feel the same way, because if you were to go by what you see on the internet and on these social networks, the half-naked, big booty, big titties, barely clothed, that woman is very appealing to the masses. You know what I'm saying? I was on Twitter, was it yesterday? Oh, Monday, Big Booty Appreciation Day?
What?
Is that... And
wow.
What made it worse for me is I don't have a problem with a man appreciating a woman's ass, if that's not it. But what I have a problem with is women on the internet selling themselves short for a made-up day on Twitter. We better than that. You don't have to tweet pick your thong picture because one of your followers told you it's Big Booty Appreciation Day. Like, quit falling for the hype.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to stop falling for the hype. And you know, like, and why not always say I'm hard on him, and he say I give him a hard time. But one thing that he does is, like, today when he came over for dinner, I was coming from school, so I was in full nerd mode. I had on glasses, and my hair was in a bun, and... You know, I was looking, you know, like a regular geek, and he was like, man, you look beautiful in your glasses today. He was like, damn, your titties look real nice in that shirt today, babe. You know, it was like the first thing he said, he was like, oh, you got your glasses on today. You look beautiful in your glasses. So, I mean, it's some men out here that appreciate
beauty.
Appreciate you more than them two things sitting up top and that thing sitting behind you, you know what I'm saying? And they're a very good look, but they not all we made of. We offer more. We got more to bring to the table.
Most definitely, we got more to bring to the table, and you definitely right about that. And any real man can appreciate a woman in her full motherhood, her full, it's that glow about us when we get in our, it's just a naturalness. After we take off all the glam and whatnot, we look so much more better in a natural state. And that's the most beautiful thing, especially to see a black woman. Jeans, what's your comment on Sarah Bartman?
I love poetry. You know what I'm saying? I started as a poet, so I mean, my respect for poetry, you know, is great. I love the message and the words that, you know, she shared, which is why she has over a million views. I just hope that, you know, a lot of people open up to, you know, knowledge and appreciating it and take heed to it, because it's one thing to hear something, but, you know, to adhere to it is the most important thing. It's like you can go to school, had the greatest teachers in the world, but if you don't allow yourself to be taught, then you learn nothing. you know, and to take that knowledge that you attain and apply it, you know, that's the most important thing.
You're definitely right about that. The knowledge that, and a lot, and I like what you say, you can hear something, but to apply it is a whole different situation. Like, a lot of people saying, you listening to me, but are you hearing me? Like, do you hear me? I know you listening to me, but are you hearing what I'm saying? And that message about Sarah Bartman is so powerful. And honestly, it's a show that's coming called Public Appearance One-on-One. Because too many of us be outside. It don't matter. We doctor's office, on the bus, in your car, shopping, in the mall. Women. Women are the worst with it, acting a fool. Loud with your girlfriends. It's all right to giggle. I ain't saying you got to be all church mouse and whatnot, but it's your demeanor, how you carry yourself. And especially as our race, and big shout out to Still Souls, because he's going to be on Step Your Game of Saturdays with me. And, Jeez, I'm going to have to talk to you about him off the air, because y'all would definitely be a good matchup on Saturdays. He is definitely doing things in a proper style, and I know you can respect the lifestyle that he's presenting. But my thing for Saturday is support your people, support your neighborhood, support the businesses. Point blank, period. How could you say you're doing something for your community and you're not supporting your community? And if the community want to be supported, y'all need to carry yourself with a lot more dignity, respect, and class. We're going to go to Y-Dot. Y-Dot, what's your comments and your feelings on Sarah Bartman?
I think that's a very powerful, I want to say, speech form. That's something I would definitely encourage my daughters and raise them on. I do want to say, I come from a different cloth. I mean, even though I feel like some women present themselves in a manner to be labeled negatively, we need to take a higher role, you know what I'm saying, like a higher role in, like, I guess they say it's so hard to teach an adult, you know what I'm saying, to just understand, yeah, you don't have to be naked. Because black women are beautiful and gorgeous, and intense desire to tell you, I'm not racist, not whatsoever, but I would never date outside my race. Because black women are beautiful. Black men, black women, we are the most beautiful individuals in the world, and for us to downgrade and for us to degrade ourselves the way we do, it's really retarded. Like, I feel like a lot of women are lost inside of this white man's world. To be honest, we fall into the Twitter hype. Twitter, let's not get it twisted and confused. Twitter was created by what? A white man. YouTube was created by what? A white man. You know what I'm saying? All of these sites that's popular was created by someone who loves laughing at us, who gets enjoyment out of calling us bitches. I'm going to take it to a different level. I mean, no disrespect, but even when I watch porn, it disgusts me to watch a black girl do a white guy. They really do. It just seems so disrespectful the way they, like, the way it's treated. Like, I'm serious. And it's like that in the world, you know what I'm saying, to some individuals. And what's crazy is because the world has done it like that, our black males treat women like they trash, that we consider them bitches and hoes or whatever, you know, they call them. And the women who don't have backbone, and I don't even want to say backbone, but, yeah, women who don't have backbones doesn't have that power to stand up and say, I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the most gorgeous thing that walks this earth, and you should appreciate me. You should appreciate every piece of me, not just my ass and not just my tits, because let's not get it twisted and confused. Now people are getting their ass and their tits modified to look like the world. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely be because I think it's very important for every black woman to listen to that and to understand the value of it, because it's a lot of value inside of that. It's a gold mine.
I'm definitely going to say it's a lot of value in that, and I think every woman should know who Sarah Bartman is. Like, seriously, and the way that you respect yourself, unfortunately, that's how somebody else is going to respect you. Point blank period at the end of the day. How could you ask for respect and you not respecting yourself? But it's sad that a lot of our queens don't even know how to respect themselves or what it is to get respect because they so used to being disrespected. Even with the friends, like, girl, bitch, please, what you doing, bitch? Like, don't call me no bitch. I'm not your bitch. You met me as my name being Ebony. You met me as my name being Diva Mary Kay. Address me as that. Because if you don't, at the end of the day, I really don't need you. Because it's like that whole double standard thing. We say to our dudes, oh, you know, the male chauvinist thing, and he double standard, he's saying this and this, a whole nother thing. But how can he confuse? Like, you know, and that's what I put on Twitter the other day. If you calling yourself a bad bitch, that only means that you basic. You basic as hell. You want to know why? Because all these other chicks out here is calling themselves bad bitches. And that's just a basic situation. Oh, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. You basic.
Yeah,
you
basic.
Go ahead, Gia.
You're right. And, I mean, as well, just being a man, we have a responsibility, you know what I'm saying, as well. And especially if we have kids, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I have a son. And the image that we put before them, the message and the things that we display is very important so that they know how to treat a woman, how to respect a woman, you know what I'm saying, and view things. I even wrote a piece on that, too, you know what I'm saying. I can give you exclusive if you had the time. This is spoken word. It's called Mind Sex. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even what you think. You know, it's a mental thing. But from the first sight of you, I undressed you mentally. The thought was so deep that I felt it physically. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about spiritually. Lost sleep many nights because of the dream to you. It constantly appeared to me. I would see you in passing in the door to smile. I laughed at the lame who attempted to holler, but they had no style. They would try to grab you as if they was your pimp. What they thought was game only led to many failed attempts. They would talk of your ass, your breath, or your face. It made me laugh harder to see their mistakes. They would talk about money, their whips, or their status. Ignorant-ass niggas only led me to more laughter. I and your friends thinking who ass is fatter. You're immune to the BS, but you saw through all the chatter. See, what intrigued me was your entire presence, your mindset, state of being, not your ass or complexion. What I saw was a large perfection and more than a physical blessing. I knew it was destined for you to be in my presence, so I feel for your mind and not your physical direction. I care more for your mind and what you're about and what's inside of you, not your car, not your hair, what's in your genes, not your physical attributes. Foreplay for me is where your mind's at, a rare species, and it's hard to find that. Goals and ambitions, a plan for life, focus on achievements, not where them dollars at. Never afraid of being you, and I respect that. Well, yeah.
Oh, man, I love what I do. And that just exclusively right, that was high genius. I definitely like that right there. I'm glad that I have it live on the show right now because I can go back and listen to it. And for all those who are listening, you can archive the show. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you can archive the show. If you miss it, I know a lot of people got work and got things to do, but you can always listen to the show later. This is definitely a show, you know, and I love how you brought that all together. Like, you know, just laughing at other dudes and even with, you know, him sizing up all your other friends to see who ass is the fattest. I've been through that. I have been through that, and it's a shame, but y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We about to get into Lega. Shout out to Lega, yo. He got this joint called Success. And I definitely want to get y'all feedback on this. Let's go into it now. It's your girl, Deep.
They money and ways to get money today.
All I did since yesterday was think money and ways to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. All I did since yesterday was think money and ways to get this
dream of recession. Tell them we've been broke. Lil' niggas 10 years old trying to sling coke. Chances of getting rich in this life's a slim hole. So we hustle way day and night like the piss smoke. Rich folks down, graders getting stickers around. Haters, round gators, who we top. That just sounds major. Shorty like, who he hot. Ain't bout paper, come from a booty block. And they routes major still in the midst of the struggle. So addicted to hustle. Gotta get the stuff in order for my car to shuffle. Trying to skip the trouble, waiting for my chips to bubble. Burn on the tits and muzzle just in case a nigga fumble. So focused, I'm on my street. Full throttle, headed to the places I should've been. And all the things that I should've, could've, and would've did. I'm on my way to doing it, so don't ruin it.
I listened yesterday with big money and we took it.
Radio ENT. It's one of the Women's Wednesday. I got my co-host live in the building with me, Intense Desire. That was Lego with Success right there. I love that joint right there. Intense Desire, what you think about that one right there?
So that's nice. It's, you know what, a lot of the music that was like tonight, it's like get up and feel good music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the message, even, you know, the gospel, the hip-hop, you know, even the spoken word, like, it's motivating. Make you feel good. Make you, you know, just want to dance, get things, just do something, not just sit there and look crazy.
Most definitely. You know, Diva Mary Kay is all about motivation. I think that's one of the gifts that God has given me, because I can motivate people. I love motivating people. That's why I want to motivate my queens and my kings out there. So call me up now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Tonight we're talking about only by the grace of God. Call me up and let me know what God has done for you and how he changed things around for you. Right now we're talking about this whole situation with the queens. You know, and I put this question out there about our queen saying, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a bad bitch. It only, when you say you're a bad bitch, that only says to me that you basic. Because everybody is a bad bitch nowadays. So it really doesn't sound pretty good. But I really feel in that joint right there by Lega. He said, I gotta get this money today. I love it. I got the genius live in the billion genius. What you think about that joint right there?
I definitely feel that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel it. I support anything that's positive, and it's good music. And I mean, like the Queen said, it is motivational, you know, and uplifting. So that's definitely
I definitely try to motivate people. It's all about motivation. It's about us getting honest and getting real with each other. At the end of the day, it's all about getting honest and getting real. Like, it's so much stuff that we put on Facebook, we put on Twitter, we promo on this, we promo on that. And, oh, got a diva pause for a second. This is like a public service announcement from the diva. Hating on somebody else only makes your situation look worse. Really. If I call Genius up and I say, oh, you rocking with Intense Desire, oh, she don't do what she's supposed to do, oh, she whack, he is not going to look at me with respect. And my thing is, if somebody comes to you hating on somebody else, what is their hidden agenda? Why are you telling me this? That's the first thing I ask. Like, why are you hating on this person? And second of all, did you go to their website and hate on them too? Did you leave them some hate mail? Why are you telling me this? You know, and they always try to get in like the snake on the belly. Oh, I ain't trying to hate, but I'm just saying. Oh, if you were in my, I'm just telling you because you my peoples. Yo, the devil is alive, yo. Y'all know people that came, y'all like, yo, I just want to put you D on old boy, old girl. They ain't really about nothing. Like, watch her. You know, got their thumb on their nose or whatever. Watch them. Like, are you serious? That's why I love having my shows. I love Women's to Women's Wednesday. I love to reach out to my queens and, you know, talk about the meat and potatoes of things. Don't allow your girlfriends to call you a bitch. If you ain't gonna allow no man to call you a bitch, don't allow your girlfriend to call you a bitch. Also, don't call your girlfriend a bitch. Like, are you serious? This is not the way that we answer to each other. This is not how we label each other. And everybody, every woman that's listening into the show tonight, go to YouTube and, matter of fact, just go to my Facebook and look at that video, Sarah Bartman. It's so important because it's crazy how now women of the world are now looked at as, you know, the hoes of America. We are so much more than just back shots, big titties, juicy lips, high heels, and baby oil. And I'm not knocking the women out there that do it. I'm just not feeling it. I mean, if it was up, I'm not feeling it. If it was up to me, back in the day, modeling was model. You was a model. You model clothes. You model the most. You model clothes. Now it's like you modeling naked. How you modeling naked? That's not modeling. You naked with heels on. All that, the only thing you got, the most clothes that you have on is some heels. And that ain't clothes or shoes. Wow, big shout out to my queen Julie, man, live in the check-in. I definitely, Julie, I want to get your opinion on this whole situation with these chicks running around calling themselves. Yeah, Julie said, not classy. Look at that, not classy. You run around calling yourself a bad bitch, that's not classy. All that says is that you're basic. Who started that? Trina started that whole thing. And wow, Trina. Wow, Trina. Yes. What these, Julie said, what these chicks need to learn. They need to learn classy over trashy. Exactly. And even on Twitter, excuse me, you guys, Twitter and Facebook is your resume. You are being judged about what you say on Twitter and on Facebook. So if you on there going in on somebody, going in on your baby father, going in on your ex, selling all your business, all it says to you is that you got issues. For real. Let's get back to the class of things, ladies. When we cared if our gut was hanging out. When we cared if our butt crack was showing. When we cared if our panties and bras matched to our clothes. We cared. I mean, God. Go ahead, Queen.
It takes to hear somebody older talk about it because Like, they're ashamed. They're ashamed. You didn't have to do all of that to be beautiful. It didn't take that much. Like, it's sad.
Hmm.
Ugh.
I love what Julie just said. It says, if you're truly a bad bitch, you don't know, you don't have to say it. It will be known. Well, you have to say how great you are, you normally aren't. You right about that, queen. If you got to go around telling people, I'm the greatest, I'm the baddest bitch, I'm this, I'm that, I'm inferior, you are a lame, son. You are lame. Because a real queen, it shows. It shows in her demeanor and the way that she speaks, the way she walks, the way she carries herself, even down to her nails. It shows the type of woman that you are. And I have to address every woman. I have made it, that was my New Year's resolution, to address every woman and man as kings and queens. Because it's sad, because a lot of y'all don't know. Because y'all walking around here acting like, and I'm going to say it, new niggas and new bitches. And new fools, however you want to do it, but I'm so tired. This dude, not to jump off subject, we got a few more minutes left in the show, but this dude made a song about how he like girls that like girls. These are going to talk about it right now. If I run past a dude, and big shout out to my honey bunny, I love him very much. But if I was single and I ran past a dude that said, oh, I only like girls that like girls, I ain't getting down with that, because all that mean is you want me to get down with a chick that I don't even know what type of temperature she running. When was the last time she had a pap smear? Did she have a yeast infection? So you want me to get all with her, kissing all on her, sucking all on her, licking all her, and she could be having, you know, cheddar cheese or cottage milk coming out of her shit, and my lips are purple afterwards. I ain't eating that shit no way. Ew. Tui, tui, tui. The only tuna and fish I'm eating is either out of a can and fresh from a market, baby. Know that. Mm-mm-mm. I am enough. My love is too good to be thrown back in my face. Color girls. And to all my queens, I mean, I'm not going front like there's not a lot of girl-on-girl action, and like I ain't never had no girl-on-girl action before, but it was so lame. It was whack. I guess my experience was whack, but at the end of the day, like, you just left stuck. There's nothing that you can get from that, to tell you the truth. You just left all hot and bothered.
And I don't knock people's sexual preferences, but
me
happy. But I think a lot of these women, they do this to get attention. You don't have to. You don't have to pretend to like another woman. You laying in the bed with your man and a woman that you truthfully don't want touching you. Don't want to touch because you think this is what it takes to keep your man.
If
that's what you and your man into and y'all both into it, have at it. Be safe, but have at it. But I know a lot of females who do this stuff, and it's for attention, or it's because they want to keep their man, and he keeps throwing it out there, so they just going to do it because they don't want him to go do it in the street. Listen. If he that quick to jump in the streets, let his ass stay in the streets. And go find you somebody that's happy with you and only you. Because if that's what it takes for you to be happy, don't sacrifice your happiness. You got to be in a relationship with somebody that's on the same page as you. If you're not on the girl-on-girl action page like he on, then, I mean, it's time for y'all to go to a different bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to a different reading section, but it don't take that to get a man and keep a man if that's not what you into. Do what you into and do what makes you happy. Don't sacrifice your integrity and your morality because you want to keep a man. It's never going to work.
And if you take another woman to keep your man, then you don't need him no way. And love is part-time, full-time, all the time. If I got to bring another woman into our bedroom, then I wasn't enough from you anyway. Me adding another chick onto the situation ain't going to make you love me no more, because it's going to be like, what, 10 to 15 minutes? I know you. As a matter of fact, 5 minutes and you out of there. So I sacrificed my dignity. I sacrificed my dignity, my respect, my everything for 5 minutes of pleasure for you. Are you serious? If you need another chick, first of all, I'm a queen. Second of all, I'm a diva. I'm divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude, and I'm a whole lot of it. So if that wasn't enough for you, homeboy, I don't know what to tell you. Ain't no way in hell. I'm greedy. I don't share my food. Oh, no. If my dude tell me that, like, he want to have a threesome, I'm going to act all like, yeah, boo, it's all good, it's all good. And I'm going to wait till the chick there, and I'm going to write up a little contract and say, look, you can take this nigga with you. You can take him with you, baby. Here's his walking papers right there. No, don't worry about it. Here's his walking papers right here. You can take him all home with you. Yes, you can. We didn't came to the end of the show, man. I want to just give a big, big shout out to my co-host, Intense Desire, for just sharing your experience and holding me down. I want to give a big shout out to Genius for always being there and supporting me in everything that I do. Big shout out to John. Big shout out to Y.B. Big shout out to Julie online on the check-in. Big shout out to everybody that called in and shared their story about what God has done for them. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow, Thursday, for Feed the Wolves. Y'all already know what it is. It's Feed the Wolves Thursday, and we definitely going in with it. I mean, I just have to say I'm so thankful I have came a long way. But if I can make it this far, I can make it anywhere, and that's definitely the truth. Big shout out to everybody doing their thing, keeping God first, family second, and career third. And remember when you wake up in the morning and you smile that crusty smile with the Lord? Just know that God has blessed you with another day. And before I get out of here, I'm going to get the final thoughts from the queen, and then I'm going to get the final thoughts from the king. Go ahead and sit aside. Give us our final thoughts for you today.
Oh, man. I always have something profound to say, but I'm going to just say thank you. You know, thank you, Diva Mary Kay, for giving an outlet to talk about these things, because there are not a lot of them for women. So thank you. Thank you for that, because that's major.
You're most welcome. I'm most definitely a king. What's your final thoughts before we get out of here?
Knowledge rules supreme over everything. You know, educate yourself. You don't have to search a million other places. Everybody spends so much time searching everywhere, but where they need to search, and that's within yourself. All the answers lie within you. Believe in yourself. You know what I mean? Spread love, not hate.
Most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. You know I got love for you again. Big shout out to 5 Alive for this joint right here. This is another hot banger called Anywhere. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Got much Diva love for y'all. Make sure y'all follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Also, follow me on Facebook. Friend me. Go put in Diva Mary Kay. That's DivaMaryKay on Facebook, and I'll pull right up, right under Ebony B. Let's go.
I'll go. I'ma give it all, and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one when I'm done. Higher. If I made it this far, I'll go higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, so my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make the sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip-hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I got an answer, it's give me call.
I know, I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
This far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think is beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. What you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and lift it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I'm feeling getting close.